just show me what the world is and I want to experience that. And so it was such a beautiful trip. We had such a great time.
Not me. Air conditioning in the summer, heating in the winter. That's all I care about.
Aww.
Okay, quick review here. So coming up on the 12th, which is Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday.
Exciting.
My wife just said, make no plans for Saturday the 12th.
He's not making plans for the 12th. I promise you, Mrs. Rosen.
Okay. When you said that, I thought about my mother for a second. I hear Mrs. Rosen. I think of my mother. Okay. It's at Festival Hall. And give me the stats on this again. It's called
Elegance Unveiled Wedding and Quinceañera Expo.
And it's at Festival Hall. An admission charge?
It's $10. Okay. And you can go on to RacineCountyEye.com and you'll see at the top, we have a whole banner that says Elegance Unveiled. And you can click on that and you can buy your tickets online.
Could you do it at the door?
You can do it at the door as well.
Good. Okay. So, and the website is?
RacineCountyEye.com.
That's EYE, by the way.
Correct.
RacineCountyEye.com. I got to get you in here more often. I love talking to you.
I love that. Yeah. All right, let's do that.
Because you do everything in life that I would never do. And so that's good.
Not eating fried eel anytime soon, are you?
You eat fried eel?
I did eat fried eel in Japan.
Give me a break. All right, thank you very much. Denise Lockwood is here. It's 8:01, local news, timeless hits. WRJN, let's kick off the top of the hour now with CBS
local News.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A powerful snowstorm is bearing down on the nation's capital, Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Between the snow and the cold, these are life-threatening conditions.
Meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Washington, D.C.
Overnight, a relentless snow already starting to bury streets in the east, like at our nation's capital, where the mayor declared a snow emergency. By Monday night, the D.C. area is expected to get the most snow it's had in 6 years, along with dropping temperatures.
The system moved in from the Midwest, where a 250-mile stretch of highway was closed because of the extreme weather. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at O'Hare Airport.
More than 1,300 flights already canceled for today. Travel waivers are up so people can make changes. And where it isn't snowing, like here in Chicago, you have sub-freezing temperatures. That'll be the challenge here today.
Lawmakers will have to make their way through the snow to get to Capitol Hill to vote on certifying the 2024 presidential election results, which used to be routine. President Biden.
It's a day that most of our history we took for granted, the 6th, but I hope we never take it for granted again. You know, 4 years ago, January 6th, this Capitol was attacked by a violent mob.
The new Senate Republican leader is weighing in on President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. John Thune tells CBS's Face the Nation.
I suspect a lot of them will get through, and we'll see about all of them. Remains to be seen, but I think that's why we have the process, and we will adhere to that process and give all of these nominees an opportunity to make their case.
Among Mr. Trump's choices, Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head Health and Human Services. Best movie picks handed out at last night's Golden Globe Awards on CBS. Reporter Matt Wolf has details from L.A.
The first award going to Zoe Saldana.
My heart is full of gratitude.
For Best Supporting Actress as an embattled lawyer in Emilia Perez, the night's big winner, which took home a total of 4 Golden Globes, including Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy.
It is not so simple.
And Adrian Brody with the Best Male Actor win for a Motion Picture Drama for The Brutalist.
I will cherish this moment forever. Thank you.
A new lawsuit alleges PayPal's Honey browser where shoppers can search for coupons isn't so sweet. CBS's Ian Schur.
These internet influencers now suing it say the truth of it, though, is that Honey made its money by working with retailers to deceptively hide some coupon codes and then effectively steal commission sales for others.
Nippon and U.S. Steel have just filed a federal lawsuit challenging the Biden administration's move to block a $15 billion sale. S&P futures up 50. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some aren't getting anything. Some are seeing up to 6 inches. The National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory through this afternoon with lake effect snow, the reason for the alert. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine County Jail inmate Devontae Caraway faces potential first-degree intentional homicide charges for the death of Joseph Lee at the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve. The jail assault lasted less than a minute. Kenosha County investigators are leading the inquiry. A 13-year-old accused of terrorizing Kenosha's Roosevelt Elementary School has been deemed competent to stand trial. That trial will take place in juvenile court next week with a judge ruling on the case. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is warning about scammers impersonating officers. Someone's calling people claiming to be Lieutenant Dan Klatt. They're demanding money to avoid arrest. People are being told to report any of those calls to the Racine County non-emergency number. And a Racine daycare is organizing a donation drive for a staff member and her family after a New Year's Eve house fire. The Growing Tree Child Development Center is collecting clothing, baby supplies, and other necessities to help that family recover from their losses. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Toronto tonight to take on the Raptors. Milwaukee looking to get out of a rut. They've lost four of their last five games. Doc Rivers asked if his message is getting through to his players.
I think you guys think we don't say anything or something. You know, what you think, we're watching film and just it's quiet time? No, I mean, I'm being serious. Like, do you think we're not saying stuff? Like, we say stuff every day. What's not happening is we're getting off the bad starts. We're not moving the ball. We're not playing right. We got to play right. We've done that. We got to get back to doing it.
NFL, for the first time in 6 years, the Bears beat the Packers. It came on a last-second field goal. The final, Chicago 24, Green Bay 22. Next, the Packers play the Eagles in Philly, Sunday at 3:30 in the playoffs.
We don't hang our heads about this. We just use it to learn, use it to go forward. You know, it is just disappointing because, you know, we should have won that game.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some snow showers are possible today with a high near 29 and a strong north wind at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Snow could accumulate for areas of Racine and Kenosha with some lake effect snow. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens.
It's 24 right now.
But if I ever do get married, I don't think I'm ever going to live with the person. I think that's right off the bat, no living, because the best time of your relationship is when you had your own place. Wasn't that like, that was the best time? When you had your own place and your own stuff where you wanted it, was that? And you had your own separate lives. And you would still spend time together, right? You know, you'd go on dates, you'd go on trips, but then you go home. And you go, God, I love her. And I love my cable and my refrigerator and my couch and my life. But then they move in and they're just right in your face the entire time.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Martha and the Vandellas dancing in the street. It's 8:11, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me on this snowy morning. You knew it had to happen eventually, right? You knew we weren't going to get through winter without any snow. I mean, people were saying, well, it's going to be a nice winter. No snow, 50 degrees. Not going to happen. 1 to 2 inches more of snow likely today with a high near 29. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 15. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 24. Some snow right now, 25 degrees at Radio Park. Someone asked over 4,000 Americans to name their least favorite day of the week. Yeah. In a landslide, Monday was number one, followed by Tuesday, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And the one they didn't, you know, it didn't bother them the most was Thursday. You know, I would think Saturday would be the favorite day, or Friday or something. Thursday, for some reason, was the favorite day of the week. Probably because you could see the weekend. Maybe it's visible from Thursday. Maybe that was the reason why, huh? It's 8:12, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN with CCR. Have you ever seen the rain?
Someone told long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shine.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Thank you.
Mr. Tambourine Man, written by Bob Dylan for the Byrds. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Have you seen that new Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan movie? I thought that would have cleaned up at the Golden Globes. It didn't. Some movies I never heard of before. Not even real movies. They're on Netflix and stuff. One, but that movie is so good. If you get a chance to see it, Complete Unknown with Timothée Chalamet doing a dead-on Bob Dylan. 8:17, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. From the archives, did this woman really think this store was going to break this bill? A woman went to a dollar store in Maryville, Tennessee, and tried to buy a bunch of gift cards using a fake $1 million bill. I mean, obviously it was fake. The U.S. never made a $1 million bill. The woman told the cops she got it from a church. She got off with a warning. Don't do it again. And she can't go back to that store ever again. Did she really think they were going to give her change of $1 million? What's the matter with people?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Harry Potter franchise was interested in having David Fincher direct. When all was said and done, they said no thank you after hearing that the director of Seven and Gone Girl told Warner Brothers he wanted to make Harry Potter more creepy. I am hoping the producer-director does bring an element of creepiness to his upcoming project Chinatown, a series he developed with Robert Towne before the legendary director of the film Chinatown passed away last July. A 4K re-release of Seven is currently in theaters. We are all late to the party on certain bingeable shows. For me, Letterkenny is one that flew under the radar. The show has a rabid cult following. A hockey-based spinoff of the show called Shorzy has just been renewed for a fifth season, according to The Hollywood Reporter. If you want to play catch-up on the show, you can check out the previous four seasons on Hulu, as well as all seasons of Letterkenny. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, opening Friday, January 10th at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Para bailar la bamba, para bailar.
Friends, Today the Music Died. It's the day he died with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper in Clear Lake, Iowa. All right, 71% of people wish they can relive some of their favorite firsts. Here are the top three most memorable firsts. Your first job, your first love, and that first kiss. Ah, I remember that first kiss. Yeah. Okay. She was wearing braces, though, so it was, you know, a little painful, but it was a good kiss when I was a teenager. It was nice. Ah. OJ's, the Backstabbers, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
What they do, they smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the Backstabbers.
Backstabbers, they smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the Backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care, yeah. Then it's all in your fellas who better beware, yeah. Somebody's out to get your lady. A few of your buddies, they sure look shady. Blame
Rascals Got to Be Free. Local news, timeless hits here at WRGN. It's 829. Well, there's a thread online where people are suggesting everyday things that should be outlawed. Here's what they said. Leaving a shopping cart in a parking space. Making articles of clothing with fake pockets. Meetings that should have been emails. People who cut you off and then slow down. Asking people questions while using a bathroom. Talking on a speakerphone in public, chewing with your mouth open, and disc jockeys talking over the beginnings of songs. Wait a second. Who's put that last one in there? That shouldn't be in there. Come on. It's 8:30 news time. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The inmate assaulted in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve has died. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says 35-year-old Joseph Lee was attacked by another inmate in the jail's day room, with surveillance showing the incident lasting less than a minute. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is investigating the case. The inmate involved, Devontae Caraway, will likely now face a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. There were several historical benchmarks hit when a swearing-in took place in Kenosha last week. With the oath of office for Xavier Solis, Kenosha County has the first Republican as district attorney in over 100 years. Plus, they have their first Mexican-American DA. The ceremony was officiated by retired Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schrader. Solis defeated Deputy District Attorney Carly McNeil in the November election. Following a New Year's Eve house fire, the Growing Tree Child Development Center in Racine is spearheading efforts to assist a staff member and her family. 21-year-old Savannah Loftquist, her baby, and her mother survived the fire near 8th Avenue in Shoreland, but they lost nearly everything. That includes three cats. The daycare is now accepting donations of clothing, baby supplies, and other necessities to help the family recover. Again, that's the Growing Tree Child Development Center in Racine. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some snow showers are possible today with a high near 29 and a strong north wind at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Snow could accumulate for areas of Racine and Kenosha with some lake effect snow. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens. Currently 26 degrees.
I had kind of a rough day. I was over at my parents' house all day because I live there. And God, I wish that was a joke. Yeah, a little rule of thumb. I'm 26, and if you are 26 years old and you're waking up under Star Wars sheets, the Force is not with you. No siree, Yoda. I mean, I love my mom. She's wonderful, but she can be so annoying. Like, you ever drive with your mom as an adult? I would rather pick up an escaped convict. At least they're satisfied, you know what I mean? My mom, she doesn't really say anything out loud. She just makes that noise that moms make when they think they're about to crash, which is roughly every 10 seconds. You know that noise? I just want to veer into oncoming traffic. I'll give you something to about later. Then she starts grabbing that handle, the we're all gonna die handle. What is that thing even there for? In case you want to turn your car into a subway at some point? Baby doing chin-ups on it or something, and she starts pressing on her brake, the fake brake, right? Oh yeah, Mom, that was helpful. Yeah, we almost crashed, but you mimed braking. Thank goodness for that. Thank you. You're so talented.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. I love you. You're dirty and sweet, I'm yeah.
gong, gong, get it on. It's 8:37, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, here's the main things we do when our significant other goes on a business trip. You ever have your significant other go on a business trip for a few days, maybe a week? So what do you do at home while that person's gone? Well, you take a lot of naps. You stalk your exes on social media and eat unhealthy foods. Wow, that's counterproductive and unhealthy at the same time for a week. That's not bad, huh? We're looking for 1 to 2 inches of snow today, likely with a high near 29, partly cloudy, lows 15 tonight, partly sunny, 24 the high tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, a little light snow, 27 degrees here at Radio Park.
I can't wait forever.
Dancing, but daddy's not a friend to drink right now. Daddy's not a shaky, shaky.
entries keep on dancing. 843, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know, looking at this weather outside, and my wife and I bought memberships to the Racine Zoo so we can walk inside the perimeter, the inside perimeter of the entire zoo. And every time we walk there, we go past the Arctic foxes. These are pure white foxes. Now, when everybody else the other day, when it was like 15 degrees outside when we were walking, all the other animals were indoors, but the Arctic foxes stay outdoors because they love the cold weather. This is probably they're probably dancing now with the snow and the cold weather today. And they're so cute. They're in a little nest. Two little baby white foxes. I think they're babies. And whenever we walk by, they put their heads up and look at us, and they are so beautiful to look at. I said to my wife, I want a pair of white Arctic foxes. They probably bite. They're wild animals. But they are so cute to look at, and they love days like this. What's a day like this? 1 to 2 inches more of snow today, likely, with a high near 29. Partly cloudy, lows 15 tonight. Partly sunny, highs of 24 tomorrow. Light snow right now. Area's just cloudy. There might be a light snow flake here and there, but it's 27 degrees at Radio Park. Well, this is weird to be nostalgic about. A poll of 43% of people said they missed the chaos of the old days of Black Friday shopping. Another poll said there are people nostalgic for the COVID days. Really? These are the same people that would have been nostalgic about, you know, a couple of hundred years ago with the Black Plague. I mean, how could you be nostalgic about the COVID days? Not me. 8:45, local news, timeless hits with Cher.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. A boy just saw the mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Now, 'cause he's coming after you.
Hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things are
you find.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Some timeless hits with the Angels. My boyfriend's back. 849 at WRJN. You know, King Charles had a valet whose job it was to take charge of his teddy bear. That's all he had to do. Take care of his teddy bear. This is when King Charles was in his 40s. I'm sure the taxpayers of England were glad to see that money well spent. Huh? Right down the drain. Here come the Beach Boys. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Wouldn't it be nice?
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, your arms around.
crying out to meet you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Now's the time to go and see the preacher. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat?
Hermits, by the way, coming to the Genesee Theater in February. Yeah, along with the association. Should be a nice concert out there, huh? All right. Someone asked bartenders to name a few annoying things customers do. It's hard to believe customers can be annoying, aren't they? All right, here are a few of the things bartenders hate. When you open and close your tab a million times, when you wad up your napkin and stick it in your empty glass because they've got to go in with their fingers and pull it out, and you wipe your mouth all over it, and when you ask what beers they have, and they give you 27 options, and you say, how about a Bud Light? That would annoy me, too. Love is here, now you're gone. Down to Ross and the Supremes at WRJN.
Change me in any way. You don't own me. time it down, cause I'd never stay. I don't tell you what to say, I don't tell you what to do, so just let me be myself, that's all I ask of you. I'm young and I love to be young.
You don't own me. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. with more local news, timeless hits. And we're talking to Jocelyn Fish, and one of the stars of the new production, Over the River and Through the Woods, going to be in studio tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Dan Marcus and his Wax Museum right here at WRJN. Don't move and drive safely out there. Take it easy on the roads. Drive safely. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, all right?
This is CBS.